is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
Well, believe it or not, the Russians have done it again. They have done it again, my friends. They have pulled off an election win for Republicans. The Russians have, this time in Georgia's 6th Congressional District, if you're just joining. Karen Handel won pretty easily in Georgia's 6th Congressional District, one the Democrats put up as a referendum on Donald Trump. They believe that John Ossoff, their neophyte candidate, was going to win this thing. In fact, polls had him up by 2 points. They had him up by 2 points when we went into the election. Karen Handel's margin of victory is more like almost 6. Almost 6 points she wins by. Donald Trump only carried that district by 1.5. That should tell you something about what's going on with the referendum. I mean, that's an unmitigated disaster for the Democrats. You can try to dress that thing up any way you want. It is an unmitigated disaster. The Democrats came in with close to $30 million they spent. They outspent Karen Handel 7-1. And they're trying to spin it as, well, you know, Tom Price won that district by double digits. And Tom Price won that district by a lot more and so on. And Tom Price wasn't up against $30 million. All right, so it's an unmitigated disaster. Apparently, America's not done with winning yet. We're not tired of winning yet. Time now for Jennifer on the hotline. Jennifer, welcome to the conversation.
Thank you so very, very much. You know, it's the awakening of the American people. I waited for 8 years to have a fighter in that White House to represent this country, to represent me, to let me know that I was important to the man at the top, that he was concerned about my being able to live with dignity and be concerned that I'm not being bled to death with property taxes and taxes in every way, shape, and form. You know, the American people, this is a war not only against our president, it's a war against all the American people that go out there and sweat every day and pay their taxes and support this country. It's a war against all the people that see their sons go out and fight a war, that we have a president that doesn't go and bow to a foreign country's dignitary. This is the war against the swamp. The swamp is fighting for their life. That's why they hate Donald Trump, and they detest the American people because they're finally waking up. And I would like to ask the people in Detroit, just this latest phony charge and this attack on Mr. Trump, what has John Conyers really done for you since all the years this man's been in office? He's made a wonderful nest egg for himself. What has Debbie Stabenow done for the state of Michigan? Not one damn thing except cash for clunkers, which cost everybody here $4,000 for every vehicle they destroyed that poor people could maybe have afforded and used for transportation. Dan Kildee on the skirts of his uncle? Hey, come on. We got to get rid of some of these people. And I'll tell you something else. If Mitch McConnell values his position and Paul Ryan, they better wake up and smell the coffee, because, you know, they can be replaced, too. There's such a thing as a third party. And if Donald Trump went with a third party, he's not perfect. I don't always agree with him, but by golly, I'll follow him. Thank you so much, Steve. I appreciate it.
That's it, Jennifer. I'm taking the rest of the day off. I'm all done here. I'm just going to let you take it from here. Jennifer, always a pleasure. She was hitting on all cylinders there, so why interrupt, you know? Great call. The hotline number, the Common Sense hotline, 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. You're welcome to join the conversation. We had John Ossoff coming up short, way short, not even close, and the Democrats are frantically trying to spin this into something, anything. They've got nothing. They've got, you know, Alex just suggested we should bring Jennifer in studio. I agree with that, Jennifer. You should come join me here in the studio at some point. We'll have you on a free-for-all Friday here. You can sit right here in the center of the universe, the radio universe, when it comes to this program, that is. Speaking of races, and Jennifer just mentioned this, a big change, I think. I think this is a game changer. We'll get some people on this over the next couple of days, and hopefully the man himself. But Robert Young, the former Chief Justice of the Michigan Supreme Court, announcing now that he is running for the Republican nomination to be the United States Senator from the state of Michigan. Young, the former Chief Justice, an African-American, well-educated, very conservative, well-respected. In fact, he made Donald Trump's list of 21 possible candidates to fill the vacancy in the United States Supreme Court when it occurred. Robert Young Jr. is a man of principle. A well-educated, well-thought-out man that cares about Michigan. And the seat currently held by Stabenow has been considered safe for the most part, but I'm going to tell you this. Well, this makes it interesting, that's for sure. Because Young, he can raise money. He can raise money. He is a formidable candidate with a background that is, well, it's going to put Debbie Stabenow in a foot race. Maybe I should rephrase that. Anyhow, it'll put Debbie Stabenow in a foot race, and Robert Young, we'll try to get him on the program as soon as possible. But that is a big deal. That is a big announcement as far as I can tell. And I believe it's a race we're going to be watching very closely as we head to those 2018 midterm elections. You see, the Democrats have this notion they're going to walk away with the House of Representatives come 2018. And they maybe will come out with an upper hand, but it'll be very close if they do. And then Nancy Pelosi can be your Speaker of the House again. Won't that be exciting? Nancy Pelosi will be back as Speaker of the House of the Democrats when in 2018. I know I just sent a shiver up your spine, but that's the way it would work out. The Democrats also face an uphill battle, however, in the U.S. Senate. More Democratic seats up for grabs in 2018. They were supposed to do so much better in 2016. They were supposed to pick up several seats. That didn't happen. Once again, the polling is either flawed or fake. Now, I don't know. The polling numbers, I'm gonna pull them up here for you. The polling numbers were showing Ossoff winning, you know, 2 to 3 to one poll had him up by 7 points. 7 points. You know, it just goes to show you the Democrats could use an agenda besides identity politics. You can't just say, well, we're going to divide and conquer. It doesn't work, my friends. Back in a moment on the Steve Gruber Show.